Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life with Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health. You'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Wayne Anderson and Russ McCann.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm Russ McCann, your host. And I am very excited to be with you this afternoon. We're joined by Dr. Wayne Anderson. Dr. Anderson is the Executive Director of the Health Institute. He is a board-certified critical care physician, co-founder of Take Shape for Life, the Medical Director of MetaFast, and is a leader in nutritional intervention and lifestyle management in this country. He's the author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and really a great friend and a co-host of this program. Dr. Anderson, thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thanks, Russ. It's great to be here and always excited to reach out and talk to people about what I believe is one of the most important fundamentals of their life, and that's first reaching a healthy weight and then moving forward and actually creating optimal health for themselves and their family.
You know, last week we were talking a lot about goal setting and establishing the creative orientation process using structural tension that you outline in your book and workbook. And really understanding that it really takes action in order for us to move our life forward. And what I'd like to do today in our show is talk a little bit about, you know, the initial steps, the six steps to creating optimal health in our life. And I know you just came back from an event in Portland where you kind of laid out your vision about utilizing these steps. If you wouldn't mind just kind of walking through for the listeners this afternoon a little bit about what those steps are and how we can incorporate those in our life.
Well, absolutely, Russ. And, you know, what we need is we need a simple path. The inertia of everyday life, living in a chaotic world that's obesogenic, and what I mean by that is one that causes you to be overweight or obese, is very difficult. You know, we have a set pattern, and we have very little time, and there's so much crammed into each day. So what we like to do is we like to take people on a journey. And that journey is really six major steps, and I speak about it in detail in the, as you mentioned, in Dr. A's Habits of Health, and we have lessons in the companion guide which allow people to move forward. But the whole goal is to live a longer, healthier life, and we can actually, the real focus is the path to a longer, healthier life that we create in our company, which is Take Shape for Life. And in that, what in essence we do is we first help you make a decision. And that's really where it starts, Russ. And so what I always ask both my patients and clients and when I'm talking to people and coaches all around the country is, if you could choose optimal health, would you make that choice? And it really starts there. And, you know, a lot of people haven't thought about it in a while, and they may not know what that looks like. But optimal health is being as good as you can be with what you got. It's actually moving for most from surviving to thriving. And for that to happen, it requires you to have a new path. The path we're currently on, that we're going through mindlessly every day and going through our days, is not focused on ideally taking care of your body or your mental health either, by the way. So what we do is we start off in this six-step process. The first step is making that decision. So we want you to make that decision. At the beginning, we're going to want you to get started, and we use meal replacements. It's a very effective way. You certainly can use the Habits Health System and do it without the meals by the fuelings that are in the book. But what we find for most to overcome that crazy, chaotic life, the meal systems are a cost-effective way to get started. And so Russ, what we do is we ask the question, can you eat every 3 hours? And we start people using a very simple quick start guide that allows them to, about 95% of the things they know, to get started, start losing weight, and more importantly, put themselves in position for all the steps to come. So we get them started. We certainly assess where they are in terms of their life, and then we make sure they're focused on setting the goals we'll get them there. What's neat is if they basically raise their hand, we'll get them a free health coach, and that health coach will help them, most probably has been on the journey themselves, and will help them move forward. About 20-25% of our health coaches are actually healthcare providers. They're people, professionals that have now decided that they want to help move their patients and really help them create health. Second step is reaching a healthy weight. Once you make the decision, we're going to show you in weeks to months how to lose weight effectively, 2 up to 5 pounds per week. We're going to use the 5-in-1 using the meal replacements. And while you're losing weight, we're going to turn you on to a whole bunch of support pieces, things you can use, basically our calls, our nurses, doctors, maintenance calls, our support and motion site where you can actually listen get online and follow and track your progress, and also the power of using the Habits of Health system to help you learn more how to arrange your house healthy, as well as how to move forward and really reach a healthy weight. The third step is transition to healthy eating. We're literally helping you learn how to eat first every 3 hours, and we're using the meal replacements. But over time, we're going to teach you how to transition to healthy eating for life. We're going to show you the things that are necessary so when you go out to the restaurants or you go out and shop, all the things you need. At the same time, we're going to start you on a progressive movement program. We're going to show you how to get more movement out of your everyday life in both work and leisure, and do that through our habits of healthy motion. The step four is habits of health for life. Literally, once we create the triad, the dyad of getting you healthy from the standpoint of eating the right things and get you to a healthy weight and moving more, we're going to focus on helping you sleep. Sleeping is such a critical part of long-term success. We're going to show you and help you how to sleep better through the Habits of Health system. And then moving forward, we're going to teach you the other things that are necessary to actually start improving your health. In step five, this is the exciting part. It may take you months to years before you're optimal, but the cool thing about it is at this point we're going to really maximize to get you as good as you can be with wherever age you are, whether you're 20 years of age and running marathons now or you're 80 years of age and have had 2 open-heart operations. We're going to help optimize you to allow you to live longer in a healthier state. We're going to do that through really focusing on progressing your habits of motion system, so you're adding 30 minutes a day, literally with weight walking and weight resistance training. This may take months to get to, but that's okay if you're not doing it already. The other thing is we're going to develop an anti-inflammatory strategy, which will allow you to literally make sure you protect yourself against a toxic world and a lot of the environmental pollutants and things that we put you around and or you're put around, and then also supplementation strategy to help you literally focus on making sure you're optimizing your nutritional intake as well as getting the right supplementation in areas where you may be deficient or have special needs. Also, using the Habits Health system along with our nutritional support team. All these things, by the way, you go online and you or call a virtual number and you get these things free. So it's really excited about that. And the last in the optimization strategy is to make sure you're really truly organize your life around what matters most. And as you're listening today, what's great about what we do, not only do we help you reach physical health, but we also have this great opportunity for you to potentially become a coach. And becoming a coach is easier than you would think. We have a very specific system and training that goes with it. And the effectiveness is that we're one of the most sought-after professions now in the country, health coaching, because it's now helping truly move people along and have them become successful. And we pay you very well for doing that work. And the last step is actually living a longer, healthier life. It's your longevity strategy, and it really will show you how to get that last tweak, you know, once you're maximally and optimized, to make sure you're doing the strategies that will help you move forward and remain healthy for the rest of your day. So really, Russ, those are the six key steps. And if people are willing to go at their pace, work with their coach, and use our system, the Habits Health system, we're really becoming very, very proficient at helping people literally take control of their health and, of course, their life.
Dr. A, you made it really, really simple in terms of, you know, following these steps to create a longer, healthier life. And one of the things that I've heard you say in the past is that, you know, health is not really all about the physical body, which we tend to, you know, we start thinking about health and health strategies. We start talking about losing weight and maybe going to the gym and becoming physically fit. But health is really a state of mind, is really a state of being, and not just reaching a healthy weight. And I really appreciate the strategies that you've thought in terms of incorporating the Habits of Health system and moving our life forward. And initially, you know, we look at most of these things is, you know, step number two is reaching a healthy weight. And so we kind of tend to look at a lot of these things as a diet. Why don't you spend a few minutes talking about why diets don't work and maybe the next steps that can help us develop this new strategy?
Well, you hit two of them, Russ, right off the head. And you know, we call it, most people call it yo-yoing. I actually like to refer to it as an oscillating weight pattern. And it's because what we're not doing is focusing on what we want to create. It really starts the change in orientation. You're absolutely right. Where I spend all my time when I'm helping coach clients and helping our coaches coach clients is around what are you looking to bring into your life. You know, we have a lot of issues in life, things that come on, and there's a lot of things that are chaotic in our lives, and we all have problems. And when we focus on our circumstances, it really doesn't set us up in position to live longer in a healthier state. It actually makes us focus on all the stress producers. We dwell on the wrong things. We have a tendency to eat the wrong foods. And so we use food as a stress reliever. What this is about, and also, by the way, if we lose some weight, if our goal is to lose weight to make us feel better, then basically we lose some weight, we feel better, then we're less likely then to move forward and then continue. We actually stop doing the action. So the not feeling great or some, you know, motion that we have says, you know, I'm going to use willpower and I'm going to get healthy. And what we end up doing is we end up moving a little bit into action. But as soon as the emotional conflict is less because we feel a little better, then we have less action. So that's the first part. The second part is that it's not a generative piece when you just focus on weight loss. If you're focused on weight loss, and let's say you're lucky enough to find a way to lose weight, if your goal is to lose 30 pounds, if you lose that 30 pounds, you're done. So you've reached your goal, all the momentum comes out of it, and then you go back to the way you were before. This is a progressive baby step process of taking people from day one using these incredible meal replacements, which allow you to lose 2 up to 5 pounds per week, to have you in the first couple of weeks feel better, have more energy, feel your pants and your waist size become smaller, you're going to sleep better, and you're going to actually say, wow, I really like what's going on in my body. And during that time period, which I like to call the teachable moment, we're at a point when you're ready to learn more. And so what's great about this very simple 6-step process is we're going to show you the path moving forward, and you're going to start learning the daily choices that support long-term success, not just this temporary state of restriction where you're trying to lose weight, and then when you finish, you stop and you go back to your life the way it was before. People need to understand, in order to be optimally healthy and stay that way indefinitely, it's important for them to learn a new set of skills and be able to be aware of not only their life surroundings, but also how to negotiate through this obesogenic world. And that's what we do. That's why we're not a diet, because diets by themselves don't work long-term. If you don't change someone's lifestyle and their daily choices, their success will be fleeting, Russ.
You're listening to Dr. A on the Habits of Health Talk radio show. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the value of health coach and how you can get on the 5-in-1 meal plan.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. I'm your host, Russ McCann, and we've been talking with Dr. Anderson about creating optimal health. But before we continue, I'd like to invite you to visit our website to take Dr. A's health quiz. You can do that at www.hohtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also send us some information via an email at optimalhealth@hohtalk.com, or you can reach us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778. Dr. Anderson, we were talking before we left about reaching a healthy weight, utilizing the 5-in-1 plan. I'd like to have you kind of go through for the listeners kind of what the basics are using portion control meal replacements and why this has been such an effective way of helping people reach a healthy weight initially.
Well, Russ, you know, what's great about it, we have a proven system. This is not some latest, greatest blue-green algae from the bottom of a volcano or tree bark from, you know, from the lower Amazon. This is actually a proven system that was developed in 1980 that has been well-studied at all kinds of institutions, including Johns Hopkins, where we've looked and shown the efficacy. You know, the meal replacements that are made by Medifast are time-proven and very effective way to lose weight. So it starts there. And in essence, what's nice about meal replacements, and the Medifast in particular, is that they're a medical-grade food. There's 24 vitamins and minerals. They're balanced protein and carbohydrate. They're low-fat. And by eating a meal replacement every 3 hours, you pick out what you like. There's 70 different product lines. So you can, you know, do soups, chilies, bars, shakes, scrambled eggs. I mean, there's some really great different varieties, which are important so that patients and clients don't get taste fatigue. But if you take one of these every 3 hours and you have one healthy, lean, and green meal, and what I mean by that, literally a nice piece of fish or poultry or meat along with a green salad or green vegetables, you now go into a fat-burning state in about 3 days. You start burning fat. It protects your muscle mass. You lose weight quickly and safely and very, very effectively. And what's great about that, when you put those meal replacements in the 5-in-1 with the wonderful system we've created in our habits of health, you now, and then more importantly, the most important piece is have the support necessary, both all these things from the comfort of your house and your own personal health coach. That's where the real magic begins.
You know, when I started on the program about 3.5 years ago, I'm only 5'2" and I weighed 215 pounds. And, you know, I was just tired of not feeling good. I wasn't sleeping great. I was having to buy larger and larger sizes. And finally, I ran into a health coach in my office at work who told me a little bit about the system, about eating every 3 hours. And I was really surprised that when I got on the 5-in-1 meal program, the first couple of days were a little tough, I have to admit. By about day 4, though, I really, really started feeling great. I started sleeping through the night. I wasn't hungry. I had a burst of energy, and it was just an amazing transformation. I lost 30 pounds in the first 30 days, Dr. A, being on the 5-in-1 plan, and over about a 4-month period of time, lost just close to 75 pounds. And, you know, that was 3.5 years ago, and I've been able to maintain my weight using the Habits of Health system and the book and the workbook. and the strategies that we've been talking about on this program over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I can tell the listeners that if they're thinking about, you know, going on another diet or just another program, this may or may not be right for them. This is really a commitment, a lifestyle change that says, I really want to make health a priority in my life. And getting on the 5-in-1 plan is a very, very effective way of reaching a healthy weight and then using your strategies to help us live a longer, healthier life. I'd just like to focus the listeners today on our website at hohtlk.com. Right in the front of the website, there's a link that says click here to start today. If you'd like to click there, we'll get right back to you and get some information about getting you started on the 5-in-1 program. But more importantly than eating the meal replacements for me, Dr. A, was really the value of having somebody in my corner, my health coach, to help me through this process. And I know you, leading a large organization of health coaches across the country, have been able to really affect thousands of people's lives. And maybe just for those people that are listening today, understanding what a health coach does and what they are and how that can really help them move their life forward.
Well, Russ, a health coach is a pivotal piece. You know, it's very difficult to overcome the obesogenic world we live in. Literally, it is almost impossible to use willpower to do that. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you. And, you know, having a great system, having great tools like the meal replacements, but the coach brings it all together. You know, most of the time, coaches are people that have struggled, maybe like you have, the listeners today, and have now found this really comprehensive way to get healthy. So it really is a triad. It includes the MetaFast meal replacements, the Take Shape for Life health coach, and the Habit Cell system. And when you put those three things together, and the nice thing is it doesn't cost any more than regular food. And so the coach is paid by the company, not by you, but basically there to give you personalized, listening to you, knows you. They're not somebody that's, you know, looking at a CRM screen and changing every week. They're literally your own personal coach. So you're going to build a relationship with your coach. And as you move forward, they're going to be there, you know, to kind of hold up the mirror, to kind of tell you where you are and, you know, and use the style that you decide works best for you. And then moving forward, put themselves in position to have a long-term relationship with you. And what's great about that, they're going to help you as much or little as you need. If you don't need much help, they'll just give you some guidance, show you how to use the system, tell you how to get started on the 5-in-1, and then be there. If you need more help and you're kind of having some issues or challenges, man, they're there for you, and they'll either get you directly to the area in the system that can help you most or basically get you on the line on one of our doctor's calls or nurse's calls or show you how to effectively use all these support pieces. So really what it comes down to, the health coach is a guide. They're there to help you move forward, become successful. They're trained on our system. They know how to use all the tools, and they're standing by to really find out, particularly for your set of circumstances, how best you can thrive. And all the studies show that people have the support of a health coach and have the support pieces of the virtual clinic, support in motion, our online resources, as well as having being able to talk to doctors and nurses, nutritional support line, and have all these pieces in place, their chances for success go up really dramatically. You know, I talked last night to a group of patients, one of our doctors that just has become a Take Shape for Life health professional division, and basically this doctor's patients were sitting there, and they go, you know what, we've struggled before, and all of them made the decision, you know what, I'm going to get started on this, because what I see here is we sat there and outlined it was something that's designed to help me make the changes necessary, because I know that I've got to help with this process in order to have long-term success. So what's nice, the coach, Russ, allows people to move forward, get the proper support as the coach guides them to all the things they need. So it's what you don't know that you don't know that really matters. And the nice thing, the coach will help you get there at your pace, what works best for you. Some people are really quick and move quickly and just need a system. Some people need some more support. And so what our coaches do is they match your needs, because this is about you. It's about you making a decision to get healthy, first reaching a healthy weight, using our 5-in-1, and then moving forward using this comprehensive system that will actually help you change the way you think about your health, all of your daily actions across all the platform of things, including how you move, how you sleep, how you handle stress, and do it in a fashion where the coach will give it to you in chunks so that you'll basically get it, move forward, and the coach will be there to support you. So, you know, I found that our coaching platform is why we're growing so quickly. Why Take Shape for Life has become a major, major player out there in helping our parent company, Medifast, the enterprise, develop as one of, you know, just picked by Fortune magazine as one of the quickest growing companies in the country and picked as the number one small cap company in America because of our coaches. Our coaches are taking these magical meal replacements, putting them with the Habits Health system, and actually helping people make permanent changes in their lifestyle and in their life.
What I really liked about the system when I was going through the initial weight loss phase is that not only did I have my coach, their Dr. A, but I also had all of the resources from the internet. I know one of the tools that you mentioned was Support in Motion, where I got to log my weight and my height and my progress and my inches. I could go there for recipes and some ideas, the ability to communicate with other clients all across the country who are going through the same struggles and issues that I were. And on top of that, I had the ability to dial in once a week on Monday evening to a live nurses call with thousands of people across the country that were going through the same journey that I was. And many of the things that I were struggling with, I heard other people asking questions to Lori, the nurse, and the other people that were on the call. And it was really, really great to know that I wasn't alone in this process. And the value of that coach was helping me understand that, you know, it wasn't just I had to go home and eat my meal replacements and prepare my lean and green meal, and it was all up to me from that point on. It was really about a transition to a change in lifestyle. And I know when you wrote your book a couple of years ago, and it really tied in very, very well with the meal replacements and the overall strategy that my coach had been talking about for years. And your book, The Habits of Health, and this radio program has really, really helped tie all of the components together so nicely. And in the very first part of our program, we talked about those six steps. And the first initial step was making that decision to create health in your life. And beyond that, it's reaching a healthy weight and incorporating the habits of health so that it really is a lifelong lifestyle that we create in our life. And I appreciate so much everything that you've done in both my own life and in helping the other clients and coaches all across the country change their orientation to a life of health and not look at this as just another diet, but really an overall strategy to improve health in our life. I'm Russ McCann, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Joe Pecoraro, a board-certified surgeon who lost over 112 pounds and has made it his mission in his life to help others do the same. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
We're back on the Habits of Health Talk radio show with Russ McCann. My special guest today is Dr. Joe Piccararo. He's a board-certified surgeon, humanitarian, and certified health coach who has been using Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health system to transform lives. Dr. Joe, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Russ.
Dr. Joe, I'm always intrigued by what you do as a surgeon and how you help put us back together, and often what I think you see on the operating table are the effects that we bring you after we've destroyed our health and destroyed our bodies. And, you know, I know your passion really stemmed a lot from your own personal experience. If you wouldn't mind sharing with the listeners a little bit about how you started on your journey to create health in your life and how that affected you in terms of what you do as a surgeon and how you're helping other people move their life forward.
Sure, Russ. Well, close to about 6 years ago, I know it was in June of 2005, I was at 5 feet 6 inches tall. I was weighing close to 300 pounds, and although I was very busy as an operating general and vascular surgeon and seeing the ravages of obesity on the vascular system every day, somehow, like so many people, it just didn't seem like it really had hit home that I was sort of in that same group of people. So one day, I guess I finally kind of woke up, and a friend of mine had been telling me about a program that he had used to lose close to 60 or 70 pounds in about a 10-week period. And so I took a look at the program, and actually for about 8 months he had been trying to help me, and I had been resisting. I had been telling him, well, I know what to do, and I do know what to do, but I just was not doing it. So
sure.
I realized that my program wasn't working, so then I got on this program that my friend Ron had introduced me to, and which, as you know, is Take Shape for Life, and I proceeded to lose 123 pounds in 8 months to the day.
Wow.
Now,
that's incredible. 123 pounds, wow.
123 pounds, and at one point, I was given a little presentation, and I was joking. I said, I lost more weight than my wife weighs. And then when I thought about it, I thought, what a horrible thing that is, because that really truly meant that my heart and all of my organs were doing the work of a whole extra person.
Sure.
That I thankfully was no longer carrying.
Sure. I know for the listeners, if you have a chance, visit our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com and click on the photos page. I've posted a picture of Dr. Joe's before and after picture, and you will see exactly what he's talking about in terms of, you know, where we tend to be. Dr. Joe, you're a few inches taller than I am. I'm only 5'2" and lost 75 pounds. And I know from my own personal experience what a traumatic change that made in terms of my mobility, the ability to just function. And I kind of felt for the first time in a long time that I was actually not a spectator in life, that I was actually a participant. I don't know if you felt that way as well.
Well, I always felt like I was pretty active and that that I was still involved and I still would take the stairs at the hospital. But what happened is as I started to lose the weight, I realized that I wasn't quite where I thought I was because
right.
I would notice things like when I was walking my dog, I didn't have to go full circle when it went behind me. I could just sort of reach behind my back and grab the leash, or when I was going up the stairs, it didn't bother me, or when I was waking up in the morning, I could actually I actually wanted to get up and do things, and it wasn't just that I was doing it because I had to. So, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, people look at weight loss, and they really think that it's a lot of it is just looks. Yes, you look better. Yes, you feel better. But physiologically, the changes that occur in a person's body are dramatic. And that's really, I'd like to spend a few minutes on that because, you know, it's been said that if you just lose, I think it's just 10% of your body weight, that your blood pressure goes down dramatically. And for every 10 millimeters of blood pressure that you drop, that does a dramatic increase in your survival. And, you know, people don't think of that because blood pressure is not something they recognize. It's not something they feel every day. They can't tell if their blood pressure is going down.
Right.
Their blood sugar levels are under such better control. Their cholesterol. And, you know, I have the dubious honor of being able to see inside people's blood vessels and seeing what all the fat and the calcium and all of those the foods that we've eaten since childhood, what they do to a person's blood vessels. And sometimes I'll take pictures of the plaque that comes out of a person's blood vessel, then I'll show it to them, and they'll say, well, what exactly is that? And I'll say, I'll tell you exactly what that is. That's bacon and cheese and birthday cake, and really that's what it is.
Sure.
And it's really a wonderful thing when people start to use their body the way God created it to be used, and when they understand that food is neither an enemy nor a friend, but it's a form of nutrition. And that's really all it is. It's fuel for our bodies, and when we can learn to use it as that and not as a comfort food and not as something we love, you know, you hear, with possibly the exception of women and chocolate, you know, when people talk about loving food, it really ought not to be.
Sure. You know, I come from the restaurant business, and I often, you know, would see a steak that maybe wasn't the best quality of the world, but it was topped with butter and cheese and sent out to the guest, and they would rant and rave at how wonderful this tasted, and I kind of now feel guilty now that I know what I know in terms of what effect this is having on people, and you get to see it every day in terms of, you know, what we're doing, and certainly our children. With vending machines and things that are so readily available for students, and the nearest AM, PM where they can go and grab a candy bar, grab some chips. And I know you're kind of passionate about that. I happen to see, I think, a YouTube video where you were talking about the effects on our children in terms of what we're almost training them to eat. If you wouldn't mind spending a little bit of time in terms of maybe some alternatives that we can help teach our children to choose rather than the fatty chips and things that we tend to choose.
Well, absolutely. And I'd like to preface that, Russ, with saying that it's almost malpractice when I read articles in surgical journals that talk about how successful bariatric surgery is in adolescents. Because all that is, to me, is a way of telling our children that you don't need to be responsible. You don't need to learn how to take care of your body. You know, if you mess up, don't worry. There's a pill, and if there's not a pill, there's an operation. And, you know, it's sad, really, because children don't know. And when we raise children in a way that is really a travesty to their health, it's not something that they really need to take credit for. It's something that the parents really should take the blame for.
Sure.
And so when parents feed their kids junk, and when they fall prey to all the advertising we see on TV, I mean, the commercials on kids and teenage shows are horrible. It's just for junk food, and it's really no better in sporting events. But nevertheless, adults should be able to learn to make the proper decisions for themselves. And you know what? When kids learn to eat a piece of fruit instead of a candy bar, they actually learn to enjoy it after a while. And what the studies show is that if you take kids at about the age of 3 or 4 and you put food in front of their plate, or you put a plate of food in front of them, they will eat the age-appropriate amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get to the age of about five, somewhere between five and six, what happens at that point is they've been conditioned to eat everything on their plate or to go for taste. So if you put pizza with, say, something healthier, what they'll do is they'll go for the pizza because of the taste, and they'll eat the whole thing because that's what they've learned from their parents.
Sure. Yeah, I know we're such an influence on our kids in terms of what we eat and how we eat. It's amazing you brought up pizza. You know, I spent 25 years in the pizza business, and I think I ate pizza every day for almost 20 years. And unfortunately, that was one of the things that, you know, often was brought home after a busy day's work. And my children, in their adult years, though, have really come to know nutrition and eat more of the right kinds of things. And certainly our transition to Take Shape for Life has had an instrumental part in that. So, you know, as adults, you know, we can make the choice today to create health in our life. And then as we do that, we begin preparing more healthy meals at home, and our kids will enjoy that taste after a period of time. And thank you so much for bringing that up.
Well, and that's what you're talking about is so true, Russ, because what happens is this, is just as so often parents have destroyed their kids' health, they also have the opportunity to take the credit for improving it, because kids will still do what they see their parents do, more so than what they hear their parents say.
Sure.
And when parents teach kids the habits of health and how to get healthy, it doesn't only affect their children, because we know that the upcoming generation of kids may be the very first generation in this country that has a life expectancy below what their parents is. But we can change that. But not only change it for them, we can change it for the generations to come in the same way.
Yeah, I know we often don't think that there's a lot we can do at this stage in our life, but Dr. A, through the habits of health and through his leadership at Take Shape for Life, is showing us as adults, and we're able to spread the message to our children, and what a great opportunity to take control of the things that are important in our life, not only from a food perspective, but creating a different way of life that our kids can see and emulate and imitate as they get older in life. You're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show. We've got Dr. Joe Picariello with us. I'm going to ask him to hang on the line. I want to talk to him a little bit about his humanitarian mission to help people around the world improve their health. Feel free to visit our website at hohtalk.com. You can contact us by telephone after the show at 401-388-0778. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson is about helping you learn how to create a life of optimal health. We're not talking about your normal health and wellness radio program filled with boring guests talking about the latest berries from Africa or how it will change your life. We're going to discuss the specific steps you need to take in order to move your life forward for real and lasting change. We won't be pumping you with sappy positive pep talks or gloom and doom predictions. This is a show about creating a simple process that will help you adopt the habits of health necessary in creating a healthier, longer life. Join Dr. Wayne Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and you'll learn just what it takes to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. For more information, visit habitsofhealthtalk.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power. You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Habits of Health Talk radio show on the Transformation Radio Network. Tune in each and every Wednesday at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or 12 o'clock noon on the West Coast for some of the most insightful health talk radio program that you'll find in this country. Visit our website at www.hohtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com. We were talking with Dr. Joe Picariello, a vascular surgeon, general surgeon living in, I think, Bradenton, Florida. And Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
You're welcome, Russ. It's my pleasure.
You know, one of the things that I'm always thankful when I get a chance to talk to you is a little bit about your humanitarian efforts in a mission field. In creating, there's a charity that you've actually created and are very, very intimately involved in called Hearts of Fire Missions, about transforming lives through not only improving healthcare in third world countries, but education and your evangelical ministry. And I'd like for you to share a little bit about what you've done. And I know I've seen pictures of you in Haiti and much of the work that you do in your charity. And I'd like to direct people to visit your homepage right on habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on the Dr. Joe link, and there you'll find information about how to get to Hearts of Fire. That's www.heartsoffire.us. Dr. Joe, please share with us a little bit about what you're doing.
Sure. I would love to, Russ. Hearts of Fire is a nonprofit organization based on Christian principles, founded by myself, my wife, and another physician in Sarasota. And essentially, we have three pillars of service. One is in the United States, which is where we know we have to do something at home as well. What we do is we provide scholarships for financially needy kids ages 8 to 18 to attend Christian summer camps. And what we do is we don't actually have Hearts of Fire camps, but we just provide the scholarships through youth groups, Young Life, Youth for Christ. And what we do is we help these kids get to camp if they can't afford it. Now, the other two pillars are very intimately involved, and that's medical missions and evangelical missions. So a lot of times people will hear the term medical mission and they'll say, gee, I've always wanted to go to the mission field, but I'm not medical. And it's real important that they understand that all of our missions that we take through Hearts of Fire, even though we bring medicine and we bring medical care because it's so sorely needed throughout the world, we always bring people to work with the children, work with adults, pray with them, play with them. We hold crusades, and it's really a wonderful experience. So when people come on a trip with us, their lives are transformed, as well as being able to help transform the lives of others throughout the world.
That's it's really exciting that you're able to do that. And I know you're certainly a busy surgeon and have a full schedule, but your ability to go to other areas of the world and spread not only your Christian ministry, but to really educate lives and provide health care to the people that are so needy, I'm sure that's got to be extremely rewarding.
Well, since our inception in 2006, we've treated, I think, close to 10,000 patients through clinics. We've given out mosquito nets. We've built 3 churches in Peru. We've seen close to 3,000 people come to a saving knowledge of Christ. So we've got quite a bit done in those in these 5 short years, and I will be the first to tell you it has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with God, because he has really brought the right people to us. For those who are interested, they can visit the website and see this year. In fact, we have a team going to India we still need a pharmacist for. We have teams going to Dominican Republic this year, Peru, Kenya, and Uganda as well. So I would love it if any of the listeners, God has tugged on their heart and said they know they've always wanted to do something, but they didn't know where to go or how to go about doing it. Please visit our website, give us a call, and we'd love to take you.
Joe, thank you so much for being on the show today. For those of you that are interested in hearing more about Dr. Joe's ministry, you can do so by going to heartsoffire.us. That's www.heartsoffire.us. You can also click on his link on our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. Again, Dr. Joe, thank you so much for being with us today.
All right. Thank you, Russ. And can I just point out that it's not Hearts of O-F Fire. It's Hearts of Fire, A-F-I-R-E.
That's great. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention. Great. We're going to talk a little bit about, for the rest of the show, about how to create optimal health in your life. I know Dr. Anderson at the very beginning of the show talked about and outlined the 6 steps in creating a healthy life. And I'd like to just kind of recap those 6 steps for you if you missed the first part of the show. Really, the critical decision in deciding to create health in your life is really the first step. Making that decision to create health and make health a priority in the new year in your life. So that's the number one thing that you need to do today, is really make a decision to create health in your life. I'd also want to make sure that we really spend a lot of time talking about really the second step, which is reaching a healthy weight. And in Dr. Anderson's book, The Habits of Health, there's lots of information about the 5-in-1 plan and how to incorporate portion control meal replacements, as Dr. Anderson mentioned, for less than what we're currently spending today in going to Starbucks and going to McDonald's and feeding ourselves all the fast food. We can actually put ourselves on a healthy plan, a healthy meal plan, using the MetaFast portion control meal replacements, learning how to prepare a healthy meal made up of lean protein and vegetables, and really beginning this journey to create a healthy weight in our life. And for those of you that are listening today, you know, the typical results for someone following the MetaFast meal replacement plan, the Take Shape for Life 5-in-1 plan, is up to 2 to 5 pounds a week. And I can tell you in my own experience, after spending about 17 or 18 weeks in the program and having lost 75 pounds, it's been an amazing transformation, as I've been able to not only create health in my life by reaching a healthy weight, but have incorporated Dr. Anderson's principles of the habits of health and moving our life to a healthier way of life. Step number 3 is really transitioning to a healthy eating habits. After we've lost our weight, we certainly don't want to gain that weight back, and we need to learn how to eat smaller meals more often that are low glycemic and low fat in nature, eating 6 times a day. And it's as simple as learning how to eat every 3 hours. And then it's creating the long-term habits of building muscle and the habits of motion and creating sleep habits in our life so that our whole bodies are optimized. And as Dr. Anderson talked about, whether you're able to run marathons at a younger age or if you're in your 80s and 90s and living a pretty active life and running marathons aren't your thing, but how you can build muscle mass and strengthen your life in order for you to live a healthier, longer life. Right on our website, there's a link that says Getting Started Today. I'd like you to go to our website, habitsofhealthtalk.com. Click on the link that says click here to get started, and we'll get in contact with you and help you get started on this journey of creating optimal health in your life. There's lots of information on the website. There's our health quiz that Dr. Anderson put together to evaluate how healthy you are and what your current state of health is. There's lots of information about weekly tips and evaluating yourself by comparing your current body weight to the body mass index so that we can really begin to know not only where we are today, but where we're going to be by incorporating the habits of health. I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Wayne Anderson, for creating the habits of health and for his vision in creating health in America. I'd like to thank my special guest today, Dr. Joe Picoraro, for sharing the habits of health system and how he's able to spread the message around the world. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and listening to our show. It's been a wonderful time. Join us next Wednesday, where we'll have more insight from Dr. Anderson, and our special guest is Dr. Chris Winsey. And remember, it's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to create the habits of health in your life. Go out and make it a great day. Get connected with a health coach. If you already have a health coach, stay in touch. It's a pivotal moment in creating the long-term health in your life. Again, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll close the show, and if we can help you in any way, feel free to contact us on our website at habitsofhealthtalk.com. You can also reach us by telephone after the show at area code 401-388-0778. Go out and make it a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk with Dr. Wayne Anderson. For more information about Dr. Anderson, author of the best-selling book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, and how to reach a healthy weight and create optimal health for the rest of your life, tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, for Dr. A's Habits of Health Talk. Visit habitsofhealthtalk.com. That's habitsofhealthtalk.com.